Vermont's incumbent Democratic Congressman Peter Welch got 72% of the vote, and Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who often votes with Democrats, was reelected with 71% of the vote. Governor Peter Shumlin was 20 points ahead of his nearest challenger with 58%. Democratic Attorney General Bill Sorrell was reelected, and the Democrat appointed as treasurer was elected for a full term. The only Republican winning a top state office was incumbent Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott. Vermont political analyst Chris Graff says Vermonters like incumbents.
It's very rare that an incumbent gets knocked out of office. It's been 50 years exactly since the last incumbent governor was defeated in a reelection bid. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders and U.S. Congressman Peter Welch neither had real opposition. Governor Peter Shumlin is just in his first term, and since Vermont only has two-year terms, Vermonters tend to give that governor a second term unless there's a real compelling reason not to. And Randy Brock, the Republican candidate, just did not run a great campaign. He didn't have money. He didn't have a lot of support. Peter Shumlin was helped greatly by his strong work rebuilding Vermont after the devastation of Hurricane Irene.
Vermont was the first state called on election night for President Obama. Vermont at one time was considered the most Republican state in the nation. But Graff says this year the Democratic shift to dominance was particularly evident.
This year, it showed up more than most years because the Democrats had a tremendous ground game. They were well organized, they were well financed, there was a lot of enthusiasm for Barack Obama, and it just translated right down the ticket and helped all Democratic candidates. The Republican Party in Vermont, perhaps because this was never seen as a competitive state for Governor Romney, couldn't match the Democratic organization.
This year also saw an influx of PAC money in the Vermont election races. The most controversial spending was in the treasurer's race. Burlington Free Press political reporter Sam Hemingway says the advertising may have had an impact, but not necessarily in the way the PACs desired.
Vermonters First, an in-state PAC, they basically didn't score at all in terms of the victory column last night. I'm sure there were some House races that won, but the marquee races that they spent the most time spending money on, the treasurer's race, Wendy Wilden, the Republican, she went down by double digits. So Vermonters First did not do well last night. I asked the Democratic chairman about that, and he said, well, yes, we won, but just the presence of a PAC of that size spending that kind of money changes things. It causes people to have to raise money instead of talking about issues, as he put it. And so I guess, you know, it had an impact, but I don't think it was much of a positive one. And I wonder if I'm Lenore Broughton, the woman who created this PAC, whether she'll do it again, because she spent maybe $700,000 and got almost nothing out of it.
The makeup of the Vermont legislature is mostly unchanged, and Democrats will continue to control both the House and Senate chambers. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.